I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1919. This date marked one of the strangest industrial disasters in U.S. history. It started out as a cold, wintry day in Boston, when the weather suddenly shifted, and temperatures began to dramatically rise. A 50-foot storage container containing nearly 2.5 million gallons of molasses began to make strange noises. At the time, molasses was popular as a sweetener, and also was used in the production of alcoholic beverages. However, the nation was on the brink of prohibition. This decision proved fatal. The poorly constructed tank ruptured, sending a 25-foot wall of molasses into the streets. The sticky tidal wave of molasses filled the streets, knocking over buildings, killing 21 people, and injuring 150 more. A fireman was among those who lost their lives. The property damage totaled more than $1 million. Cleanup was a long, messy affair. The Boston Harbor remained a tinged brown with molasses into the summer months. The owners of the tank blamed the disaster on an explosion by anarchists. After many years of litigation, the courts found the owners had not tested the tank properly in their rush to beat prohibition. In a class action lawsuit, the company was held responsible for manslaughter. They had to pay more than $600,000 in damages. And today, on hot summer days, nearly 100 years later, Bostonians in the area claim they can still smell the molasses rising from the streets. Labor History in Two, brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on the Twitters at Labor History in Two.